Sollen wir es auf Englisch?
Ja, du wirst ja lieber es.
Wie redest du schneller?
Englisch.
Englisch. Ja. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You smoke your first cigarette after the game jam?
I haven't had any time for smoking this weekend.
The whole weekend
without smoking.
So you can say a game jam is good for your health.
Yeah, maybe.
So how was it? You come here without many expectations, or you were forewarned that this can be stressful?
Well, I think I didn't really have any expectations because I've never done anything to do with games. This was my very first time. Never made games in my life.
But you work in a programming company at
the moment. Yeah, I work in programming, but it's quite different mm-hmm. to program games and to, you know, to do web apps or something. Yeah. So I was quite curious, but I didn't have huge expectations, and maybe that's why my expectations were totally met. It was amazing. I really, really enjoyed it.
So and even without nicotine, you enjoyed your
weekend? Yeah, definitely. There was some after party or some after game jam beer. So maybe that helped. But
How was the setting? All the food, the people?
Well, I have to say I was a little worried because I didn't know anyone. Yeah. So I came without a team and I had no idea who would be there. But everyone was really welcoming. I felt at ease right away with my team.
You also was not the only girl in the room?
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, there were quite a few, three or four girls participating. So that was also nice. But every single person I've talked to was super open, super friendly, and the guys in my team were quite experienced, so that helped. But every time that I asked questions, they always kind of answered and didn't say, "Oh, you don't know anything." Or so, yeah, really great, great setting, great atmosphere, and we were fed. throughout the weekend. So we got food.
So food was good.
Yeah, food was good. Okay. Yeah.
Can you recommend a game jam experience for people, especially if they are no programmers too? Or especially if they are girls even both.
Because the thing is that, the way we did it in the team, of course, you have some time stress. So maybe you do want to kind of handle the time or spend the time doing something that you can do. So in our case, we were four people, two programmers and two designers. I was on the designer team, so to say. But even then, I don't draw very often. Mm-hmm. I don't use Photoshop that much except for like photo stuff. So drawing from scratch objects was kind of a big challenge for me. And
you participated in making these graphics for this
exactly,
game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So nice. I would actually recommend it to pretty much everyone.
And you see your own work reflected in the final game? So
actually, because we kept our original idea that we had right after
from
the brain.
From your pitch, the
yeah, idea from with the yeah, from the brainstorming. Yeah, with the elderly couple and the drug feeding and the crazy mice and stuff.
So basically, you convinced the other people in your team from your idea, because your original team was only two people.
Yeah, the original team was only two people. The way it works is that I guess at some point you either have to let go of your idea and go on someone else's boat, or just try and convince other people that your idea might be good enough.
So you won't.
The way we sold it was okay. We might have enough time to try something else if that doesn't work out. So we got a couple of more people on board, and it worked out really well, actually. But yeah, the great thing is that you don't have to necessarily have any experience in programming or that much experience in graphic either. You just have to sort of be open to maybe learning a little and be open to being really flexible. And
you can say you learned something, or some skill, or perfection of a skill?
Of course, the graphic part, that I now know that I have a good use for the tablet, which I bought a couple of years ago and only use rarely. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that now I really want to go back home and look into our game folder and just check out the project and try and see if I can play around with it a little and see
so
what the guys.
So you want to play your own game? Or
well, I want to maybe like add some features, like
so
try and see,
how
it's been programmed and how to change stuff. So I think that might be really interesting to like play around with.
So you want to get involved in the source code of your own game?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I haven't really, you know, I've just done design and graphic part this weekend. So,
but in any moment you felt rejected or less worthy because you was not part of the coding team? No.
We always discuss things together. We always said, okay, do you think that this is possible? Is there any more graphic stuff that you might want to include in the game? So we talked a lot about stuff. We always had kind of checkpoints and said, okay, how far are we now? And yeah, I think it's all about like flexibility, actually, or it was for us. So that was.
Can you say something about the original idea of this old elderly couple where the woman have to feed the husband with drugs?
Yeah, we went right after the theme was announced. We went to a paper container and just took out lots of newspapers and just flipped through the newspapers and picked out all the headlines that sounded interesting. And from then on, we found one that was something like, "My husband is now willing to live again," or something like that, some kind of really dramatic headline. And in this newspaper article / I think it was an advert, maybe. They were advertising these special pills that, you know, will help you.
So you made a game for an ad.
So we made a game. Well, sort of, maybe. But we really took our characters from... we used the original names from...
Yeah.
But I think they were fake names for the advert. And we really based our characters on this...
On the
this couple.
Of the ad.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So that was
with,
actually
with
quite interesting.
Commercial aspects in hindsight, so that you maybe
we're not gonna be selling, no. But that was actually really nice because I think it also gave us empathy or sympathy with our characters, which is actually it's really amazing if you work for 48 hours on something. You wouldn't think that you get so attached to your character so quickly. But we were talking about them as if they were real people.
So
they have names, they have a last name, they have a background story, everything. So it's,
But I felt while playing the game that it is a very caring feeling, also because it's two-player. So you in real life, you say, "Help me, I cannot fulfill my task." Was that a goal of your game, so to create a game where players are...
gratified
for helping each other?
Yeah, well, the thing is that it started already with the idea, okay, we have two characters, so we should have two players. Mm-hmm. And of course, the whole point of it was that we wanted the guy to get better.
Okay.
So that already introduced early on this idea of the players have to play together so that they can achieve the goal at the end together. And since, of course, they're a married couple and everything, we were able to get their whole setting. And what I think was also really nice is that they had specific actions. Neither one of them can do the same action, actually. So they have separate actions, but they need an action from either side, so from the man and from the woman, to achieve the goal together.
So
you can't have they need to work as a team, actually, is what actually we learned on the game jam this weekend, or which I learned. And I think it's just a really nice message, maybe. Because a lot of the times, and I think that's also something that is nice here, is that it's not a competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's about just kind of helping each other out.
So you had no concurrent feeling.
No, not at all. And I think that's also what our game reflected. It's not about, you know, having two players that play against each other, but it's about trying to find the best way to work fast and get to your goals.
And I see from the expression in your face, you liked it.
Yeah, no,
experience.
I'm seriously considering joining next year and maybe making it a yearly event. Who knows?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome. Bye.